I'm a compulsive overeater, and my name is Rob, and I am actually in the wonderful city of Collinsville in the great state of Oklahoma. And not an important thing, just that's where I am. Hey, it's a great day to be abstinent, and it's a great day to be a member of Overeaters Anonymous, which you're about to hear are my opinions only, just those of one suffering member who has a little bit of experience with a very deadly disease. And I don't speak for an inner group. I don't speak for a region. 10 out of 11 trustees have not approved my message in advance. And here you go. I want to thank Judith for asking me to participate in my recovery tonight. So when I bomb, as I usually do, and all the hate mail pours in, just send it to Judith. No, I'm very grateful to her for this opportunity. When I get outside of myself, it seems like I can stay abstinent, and service is one way I can do that. How did I get to program? Well, I was born first, and I was born in a home for unwed Catholic mothers. My biological parents were not able to get married, and my biological mother dropped her off at the home of St. Anne's down in Los Angeles and said good luck. And I was adopted by a lady that was unable to have her own children, so to her I was a real gift. And she's 93. I just talked to her. We could ask her if she still thinks I'm a gift, but one of my favorite things in life today is to hear her laugh, and I get to do that. One of her ways to show comfort, protection, love was through food. When I was growing up, skin and knee, oh, here, have one of these. Bad day at school, oh, this will make it better. She was the oldest of seven in a very large Italian Irish family. Food was at the center of everything. There were a lot of celebrations, birthdays, holidays, funerals, weddings. They all centered around food. And if you ever tell an Italian cook no, you're in for a real fun. What's the matter with you? I worked all day on this, huh? You're not even gonna. You don't say no. You just don't say no. And the food worked. Until it didn't. And that's about when I started school. It became obvious I wasn't exactly like the others. In my own family, there were others just like me. My cousins, we ate the same way, we acted the same way. But at school, there were these things called mirrors, these other things called cameras. And there was this other component called teasing. The Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous tells us about pitiful, incomprehensible demoralization. Here's some of the names I was called in school. Pips, lard, fat boy, husky. I was shopping for back to school clothes one year with my mom, and there were a couple of girls from my class in another aisle with their mothers also shopping. In a loud voice, my mother calls out, "Hey, Rob, the husky section is over here." I could hear laughing that got back to school. That was my nickname that year. Isn't that great? The Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous has a chapter three, and in there is things we've tried. Well, as a compulsive overeater, I tried a lot. Diets, exercise, bulimia. Actual full-blown bulimia. I just wasn't very good at it. I couldn't manage it. That was in college. I thought that was my solution. Medically supervised weight loss program. Late 80s, a very popular talk show host did something called Optifast, and I thought, yeah, that's it. That's what'll do it. That's my solution. I was well over 100 pounds overweight. Got into that program. They told us you do it once. I was a star, lost well over 100 pounds. All the accolades and compliments. You're doing so great. You look so good. What are you doing? Wow. You could be in Hollywood. Yeah. And they reintroduced food at the end of that program. My marriage was not doing very well. My career wasn't going the way I thought it should go. There was a lot of things folding in on me. And what's that first step? Let's see, powerless over food, life unmanageable. Yeah, pretty much, pretty much. Full blown, back in the disease. The tapes began to play. I don't know if you have tapes, but I have them. You have no willpower. You're a loser. You can't stick to anything. You promised. You said it would be different this time. You were cured. Put yourself in the Louvre with the other statues because it's never going to change, but it did. Being a compulsive overeater, like kind of like addict personality, I went back to that program, OptiFast, thinking it was still the cure. And I manipulated them into letting me go through again. It'll be different this time, I told them. Couldn't do it the second time. Something had changed. I couldn't comply. I couldn't stick to it. And no matter how hard I tried to sink my claws into that weight loss at that time, I couldn't hold on. I don't know about you. I've been up and down so many times. Every time I go to the bank of weight loss before program, I was rewarded with some interest for my effort, not only gaining the weight back, but adding a few more pounds. And this time was no different. This time was no different at all. Man, it's just so sad and demoralizing. And what happened? Well, the divorce proceedings started. I eventually found an apartment all the way across my county. I don't know why I picked it at the time. I just picked this apartment. Moved in. One Saturday, it hit me. I can eat just the way I want to, and there's no one here to stop me. The food was calling. The disease was in full swing again. And what does a compulsive eater like me do when they're down? They go shopping. I went to the market and I bought all my old friends, all my old binge foods. I had them all lined up in that little kitchen, in that little isolated apartment. That's where my disease is best, by the way, in isolation. I was ready to lay it on, world record. Higher power got involved. That's all I could say. So I had higher power on one shoulder, lower power, my disease on the other, and a counter full of food. And this went on for 30 minutes. See, powerless over food. Yeah, I think so. I'm arguing with food. It's telling me all the stuff it's told me. Don't you remember? We're comfort. We're love. We're medicine. We'll make all these problems go away. It's her fault too that you're in this kit. It's all about her. Higher power told me, yeah, there's a light in the box behind you that makes food cold, but when you open the door, that light turns on. It's not me. I'm your higher power and I don't live in that box. You need to look somewhere else. Then I remembered that I turned my back on my higher power. He didn't turn his back on me. I'm the one that strayed. He waited. He waited until he was invited back in. Now, that's what I did. And I'll tell you what happened. I knew if I threw that food in the trash can, I might pick it out. I hadn't done so yet. You're eligible too. But I would. It went in the garbage disposal. And I pushed it all down. I didn't have a lot of money at the time. So this was a big deal. And it went down. That night, I found my first meeting of Overeaters Anonymous. I'll tell you this, that apartment was 3 blocks away from that meeting. I didn't know that. My higher power did. I can't remember how I even got there. I'll tell you when that was. That was January 4th, 1992. It was a Saturday, and it's now 11,645 days ago, one day at a time. Today, I'm half the man I used to be. I weigh 165. I've released 165. I had a 60-inch waist. I have a 30-inch waist. Now, the scale and the tape measure does not define me today. That's higher power's issue. And he grants me a daily reprieve from a disease that really tried hard to kill me. Where was I? Multiple blood pressure medications, CPAP for severe sleep apnea. I'd had a hip replaced. I did the Louvre in Paris in a wheelchair. God bless anybody that's in a wheelchair, but I put myself there because I knew if I walked it, I'd be in pain for the whole rest of the trip in France. So there I was, rolling through the Louvre because I wanted to see it. I wasn't one of the statues in the other room. That's for sure. Today I could do that if I wanted to. It's one of the gifts of the program. There's a lot of gifts of this program for me. Today I try to be grateful in all things. Because I don't know my higher power's plan. I see little pieces. It's only till later that I can say, oh, I went through that to help me remove a shortcoming, a character defect, or oh, I went through that to prepare me to be of service to others. Sometimes later it makes sense. So I read something once that said acceptance is the answer to all my problems today. It's in this little blue book that I read. Unbelievable. Let me talk for a minute about pitiful, incomprehensible demoralization. Again, I used to fly bicoastal for business, and time to time, based on where I was in the disease, I had to ask for a seatbelt extender. There was a particular airline that liked to do comedy as part of their thing. And I raised my hand. I said, could I possibly, have a seatbelt extender? She goes to the front, puts it over her head, walks through the center aisle with it over her head and says, looks like we got a big one in the back. And there was laughing. I wasn't laughing. Did that stop me from eating? No, it did not. I'll show them. See, I have a disconnect when I'm in the food or when I'm resentful or when I'm angry or embarrassed. And that disconnect is not about the later, it's about the now. And it's about that comfort, that love, that medicine. Just doesn't work. In that first year or so, I met a lady in program. I didn't come to program to meet people. Remember, I was going through a divorce. Higher power gave me a life partner. We've been married 30 years. That is a major gift of the program. We're in this recovery journey together, and I wouldn't have it any other way at this point. There was a lady there at the door of my first meeting, and I'm crawling up the path to the door. I'm on my hands and knees, broken, sad, remorseful, maybe crying, I don't know. And she said, are you new? And I mumbled, yeah. She says, great, we have a seat for you. I'm glad you're here. Welcome. She hit me with the haymaker. We will love you until you could love yourself. And she tried to give me a hug, which I reluctantly accepted, but I remember shivering. I didn't feel lovable. I didn't feel worthy. I wasn't part of. I wasn't enough. Who is this lady? We used to do this in person, by the way. If your whole recovery is on Zoom, there were these in-person meetings where people hugged each other. But I digress. She tried to hand me a piece of paper that was laminated. She said, this is a reading. We'll call on you during the meeting to read that for us. Could you do that? Without even thinking about it, I said, nope, I'm a newcomer. I can't read. Can't read. I took speech and debate in high school and college. I took broadcasting. Can't read. But that's what I said because I didn't know you guys yet. I thought you'd laugh at me and I'd be ridiculed again. Not part of, not good enough, not enough, you know? No one has ever been as hard on me as I have been on to myself. No parent, no authority figure, no boss. I am my worst critic. And at that point, I just couldn't take not being able to read it correctly. I had to be perfect. Had to be. I'm grateful for that lady. I sat down and I listened and I started hearing this thing they call similarities. For some reason, I didn't hear the differences. And I went, holy crow. That's what I actually said. Holy crow. These people think about food and have the same feelings and emotions that I do. I didn't know. I thought maybe I'm part of something. Maybe I am good enough. Maybe my problems aren't as bad as I think they are in isolation. Maybe. So that night I went home, excuse me, and all I could think about was that warm welcome and those people sharing their experience, strength, and hope, the language of the heart. And I thought I'd try another meeting. And I went back, and I went back, and I went back. And that's really what I'm good at. Till I wasn't. I have relapse in my story. And the good news is you don't have to. What I learned from it, it's easier to stay than it is to come back. It's easier to hold on to an abstinence than it is to get that back. It's one thing for a guy like me to have crawled in there that first time and raised my hand and said, I'm Rob and I'm a compulsive overeater. But to come back after the relapse and say, I'm Rob, I'm a compulsive overeater and I'm a returning member. That anybody that's doing that, believe me, there's great love here from Oklahoma. Newcomers, you're in the right place. We will love you until you can love yourself. Returning members, welcome back. Welcome back. You know, we love you because we are you. And our arms are open. You know, the ones that don't make it back die. It's not pretty. It just isn't. It just isn't. At that time, my head had told me I don't need program. To have a head full of program and a body full of binge food is a very dangerous place. For me, it's that jumping off point where I got a case of the efforts. F program, F these people, F that, I don't need it. Where did that end up? Deciding I will eat whatever I want, whenever I want, how much I want, in front of whoever happens to be there, and I don't care. Full blown. The big book talks about king alcohol. That was king food. The disease had me in a grip. It wasn't until I got down on my hands and knees and asked my higher power to take over again. I can't do this myself. And I submitted to start a program of gastric bypass surgery. Well, the night of that first seminar is when I prayed and said, okay, I will do this. I will commit to it. And then I will serve you. See, I didn't come to OA for the vanity. I came for the sanity. I just wanted this crap to stop. That's what I wanted. And I did. I did everything in that program they told me to do. I had surgery. It's been years ago now. And that 165 pounds is gone. I don't want it back. I am willing to go to any length. A few years ago, I was gifted with food neutrality. It doesn't call to me anymore. That is a gift. You talk about gratitude. I'm grateful for that one. For a guy like me, that's a miracle. I'm the guy that used to take inventory of that fridge 20 times a day, even though I know it's already in there. I'm the guy that would have gone to Thanksgiving tomorrow, not interacting with others, but wondering what the dessert's going to be. That's just the way it was. It's not like that today. I eat the same thing every single day. I gave up choice. It didn't work for me. You're different. Abstinence is personal. You work with your sponsor however you want to do it. But that's when I got the food neutrality, when I just gave that away. Yes, I travel and I turn that over to my higher power and he seems to help me with the right choices. And then I get back on track when I'm home. It's a miracle. That's the only way I can describe this journey. All right, I mentioned I was an adoptee. When I felt good enough about myself, I decided to find my birth parents. And I did. One was in their 80s, one was in their 90s. They were both end of life. But I was able to find them, meet them, spend time with both of them. I was able to look them in the eye and tell them I love them. They did the best they could. And if they have any feeling that I resent what they did, let it go. That's program. Program taught me that. My biological mother, she didn't raise me. We didn't eat the same food. Guess what? She had gastric bypass surgery. So if you want to talk about a predisposition to this disease, maybe I'm the guy to talk to. She passed away at what she felt was her goal weight. You know, that healthy body weight program talks about. She kept it off for years and she had participated in a simple program that is not easy. Imagine that. I was in the room when she passed. Bio dad. I was able to tell him I loved him and he did the best he could in front of my four half siblings that I found. I was in the room when he passed. These things would not have happened for me had it not been for this program. They just would not have. I know that for a fact. I was not good enough to even look for them. Just wasn't. All right, let's get to the real crazy stuff. What have the steps done for me? I used to be a victim. I used to be a victim. I have child abuse in my history. The adoptive dad had some issues, and it was bad. I won't go into it, but I was a victim. I carried anger, resentment, for a long time. And I guess hatred might be a word to be used there. The steps taught me that I may not have had a part as a child, and maybe I depended upon others to help me. But as an adult, I had no business carrying that around. And then I got to see him in a different light. He had a neurological disease called Huntington's chorea. It affected his decision making. He was an engineer. He was
3
going to work
minutes.
with Huntington. Perfect, Stacy. Thank you for your service. He was going to work, trying to hold that together, coming home to a very active, maybe wild son. He couldn't deal with it. I'm not excusing it, but I saw him in a different light that he was sick too. And I was grateful for the things he did provide. He didn't have to adopt me. I was able to attend private schools. I mean, there was a lot of good, a neighborhood that was just incredible, amazing friends. And he did a lot of things for me. When he passed away, I was able to tell him that I loved him, and he did the best he could. That's program. That's program. I realized part of my eating was if I were bigger than you, you wouldn't hurt me. But that's gone. The first time I lost the weight, I felt vulnerable on the OptiFast program. This next time, I feel liberated and free. And there's a promise about losing our fear of others. I don't fear that today. I was worried about it. It's been lifted. So, gratitude. That's the theme of tonight's meeting. And like I said before, grateful in all things because I've been given a life that's greater and beyond my wildest dreams. As Roseanne said, I'm grateful to those ladies for founding this in January of 1960 because they knew I'd be along in November and they had to get it ready. Now, I wouldn't get here for another 30 years, but man, we're able to stand on the shoulder of giants, and that chair was open for me. And that's my responsibility to have a chair open for you or any other newcomer that may come along. I'm Rob C. I'm a compulsive overeater, and thank you for letting me share tonight.